Okay, you're back to Project Independence and You with your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Iris Bunshaft. And our next segment is going to be with Barbara Feldman, and the company is A New Start New York, which really, especially at this time of year, turns out to be appropriate because it's downsizing, it's cleaning out stuff, etc. So when you're going to stay home in the house and not walk on the ice, what are you going to do? Clean the closet.
Right.
Barbara, lovely to have you here, and thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
How do you start a conversation with a client, which would be the easiest way to get this going?
Usually, I am contacted by someone who is, like, completely overwhelmed.
Okay.
That is the key word. They're overwhelmed. They're in a home. They don't know where to begin. They want to stay in their home. They want it to be safe, but they don't know where to begin. And their kids, generally, if they have children or they have relatives, they generally have their own lives. They're professionals. They don't necessarily have the time to help their parents and to downsize. And people use about 20% of what we have. If you look at your closets, if you look at your kitchen, if you look at even at your living room, you only use about 20% of the clothing and the possessions that we have. So there is so much. We are a consumer nation, and there is so much that we can look at and help to downsize, so that really the essentials, if you even look at what your life used to be like, say 10 years or 20 years ago, you have things, and you probably still have those things that you used at that time, like a treadmill, maybe, that's been sitting there for many years that nobody's in.
It dries the clothes very nicely.
Yeah, and you can hang
your stuff.
Come on,
you don't get rid of things like that.
Right.
Barbara, how do you get over the psychological hump of disposing of things? I mean, that is the really tough part.
That is a really tough part. And my company, I have a wonderful company, and I have 10 wonderful people that work with me. We're very gentle. We're very kind. We understand. All of those things have a story. We listen to the people, and they tell us the stories, if they care to. And we try to say, okay, if it's really that important, you know, it might be, I'll tell you a quick story. I wear my dad's watch. My wonderful father passed away a couple of years ago, and I wear his watch. Now, it's not worth anything to anybody. It's not an expensive watch. Quite honestly, it doesn't even work. But I keep my dad close, so I respect when something is important. If it's that important, we'll keep it. We'll find a spot for it. And if not, we try to gently talk to people. You used it for 20, 30 years. Your kids used it. You really got your money's worth. Do you really need it? The real estate that it's taking up in your home and in your life, do you really need it? And if they're not able to let go, we'll move on and come back to it.
Yes, you mentioned here that you to arrange for a profitable disposal of unwanted items. What is a buyout? Or am I skipping ahead too soon?
No, we'll
skip all over. It makes no difference.
Skip all over. It doesn't matter.
Safely, though.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's if you look at the world, how it's changed. If you look at our children and the next generation, like, nobody uses china. Nobody uses silver. It's really silver, unfortunately, usually gets melted down. So it's just whatever the silver is worth. Many people have stainless. It's not worth anything. But I personally prefer to repurpose. There are so many people in Long Island that don't have what all of us have, and they do need. We're still helping Sandy victims. We're still helping people that were displaced, particularly seniors, that didn't have any way of getting new homes, new possessions. And many of them are still on the South Shore living temporarily. So we will go to a house. People say, okay, I don't need that chair. Okay, I don't need the desk. And I have organizations that I contact that many times can, if it's in good condition, can just take the whole thing and put it in a new home.
It's a way of being very generous to people in the community. Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yes, and sometimes one can't
give money, but this is just as good and perhaps even better sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. And we, we go on with our lives every day and we just kind of assume that we're okay and everybody else is okay. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people out there that are hurting.
And someone who doesn't want to do that, do still explain what buyout means, consignment, donation, sale. By the way, the garage sales take a huge amount of planning and doing, and oftentimes it's not very remunerative.
No, in fact, we have all different ways of repurposing and disposing of things. And there's auctions, there's online auctions for furniture, for like large contents possessions. But quite honestly, just what you said, by the time someone comes in and sorts through everything and sets it all up and sets it up in lots and it gets sold, if you have an estate sale or a tag sale, you have to be aware that you're going to have a lot of people coming in and out of your house. And that's a big thing for people. Sometimes it's okay, and sometimes it isn't.
Particularly for older people.
Older people, yes. Yeah.
And
yeah,
the tag sales never bring in that much money.
They do
all
not.
All the work
and
involved.
And the effort is enormous.
It's actually, the town of North Hempstead with Judy Bosworth last 6 months ago, they started the Purple Heart. It's a Purple Heart town.
Uh-huh.
And they collect for the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And some veteran organizations need everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do.
So, people, when you realize you have something in your house that's not worth $1 million, Irish, you're so right. If you give it to somebody who could really use it and appreciate it versus a tag sale that somebody offers you 25, I mean,
25
the insulting
cents.
Price that they offer.
Right,
at
right.
The Great Neck Senior Center, we have tag sales. You put up something for $10, they offer you a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
All donated, and the money goes to the center, so we take anything. But mm-hmm. To do that in your house and have people traipsing through the house
it's
all day
very,
long, it's insulting.
It's very disturbing. People do get so. I mean, it is a way to get to repurpose and to move on, but you have to be aware of that. There are going to be people in and out of your house and looking at your things, and so usually, if you have a tag sale, you don't want to be present. Because it could be too hurtful. And then, like
yeah,
I
something
said,
so special to you, they turn around and say, "Honey, look at this piece of junk." And you're like, "Oh,
yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
You got to be."
Yeah, and it could have been somebody gave you something,
of course.
And so that has meaning to you, and it doesn't have meaning to that next person.
Right.
But also, my thought was when I mentioned that. Sometimes a person who is frail at home and there's someone who comes in who wants to do a little mischief, it isn't good for that mischief maker to see an elderly or a person whose vim and vigor is not quite up to par. That makes them more vulnerable, I would think.
That's true. It's a good point.
Yep.
In today's society,
yep.
There probably are people that go hunting to these, not to buy anything, but just say, this is a couple that's very up in years.
Or to case the joint.
Yeah. Wow, you sound like a professional, Iris.
Yeah. That's one of the things, like you have Craigslist, and I'm always leery of Craigslist, not to put them down, but there you could get anybody on the whole planet to come. You don't know who they are. They haven't been vetted coming in. You're letting them to your house, which is the same thing with a tag sale. Now, there are very reputable tag sale companies, and they will stand at the door, only let 5 people in at a time, make sure that they don't go into certain rooms. So they will do their best to watch out for you. But, they're just as you said, there are very crafty people out there that their mission is to.
So let's continue along the lines of what you do and what you're suggesting.
Sure. So when I come across someone yesterday I went to see someone. Now, so they hadn't been in their basement probably in 20 years.
Wow.
And that happens a lot. And you have stuff that you've collected. They were in their house for 40 or something, 40, 50
years. You can collect a lot in that time.
they had from their first apartment from before that, you know, their and so what do you do with that? Their kids all have homes. They don't want it. So they ask me, what do I do with it? And I have resources. I have lots of resources, and I go down the line. So I have people, some people that buy mid-century modern. A lot of people nowadays, seniors, have that older dark wood, and most people don't want that. Sometimes it will sell in the South, because if you think about it,
more traditional.
South and the Midwest are more traditional. So they have formal dining. They might buy the silver. They might buy the china. They might buy the linens. So if we can get auctioneers to pick that up and take it down south, if it's a good piece of furniture and in good shape, we can get an auction to take it down there. But
and then just doing that, just excuse me.
Yeah.
How is the price determined on that? You got a good piece that you're going to send down south. Do you tell the person, we'll give you $1,000 and you're done, or we'll send it and you'll get a piece after it's sold?
The auctioneer generally, there's two ways to do it. There you have consignment here, and consignment will come, will take pictures, they'll come pick it up, they'll give you an idea what they're going to list it for, and then they'll hold it, try to sell it, and then initially they'll list it for that price, and then the longer it sits there, the price is going to go down and go down. But they will wait for that to be sold.
And you'll get a percentage.
I'm talking about the person. No, the person that owns it. I don't get anything.
Okay, yeah, no.
My people pay me for my resources and to work with them. I don't make anything on any of the furniture or art or no.
What can somebody actually look for in terms of what John was just saying? A percentage. Is there a percentage if an item is to be sold at say $1,000, the consignment shop takes the bulk of that. So what are we talking about?
Maybe 50. Maybe
50%?
It could go 50, anywhere from 25 to 50%.
Well, that would be reasonable. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Tag sales generally get 25 to 33%.
At which end?
The tag sale person gets 25 to 33%. Mm-hmm. Auctions generally charge you that you have to set it up. Mm-hmm. So you have to pay the initial sort and set up charges. And you also, tag sales, you generally have to pay up front to advertise, to set it up, to sort it. So that's upfront cost. So many times, like you were saying, there's such upfront cost that by the time you're done. But what you have to keep in mind is it's your stuff. Nobody wants it. It has to be cleaned out. So if you're not disposing of it, you have to pay somebody to take it away and clean it out.
Okay, we're here today talking with Barbara Feldman from A New Start New York. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.